Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembraugh.
All right, thanks a lot. We've got a couple of weeks to recap as the Huskies coming off a pretty darn good trip up to Alaska. Never easy to win up there, but the Huskies come away with three wins and a tie and some big points in the WCHA standings, keeping pace with Bemidji State, who they'll be playing this weekend. And none of those are working. Try those right. Was that working at all? Not at all. Oh, okay. So there, Coach, nice to have you in our studio, and we're ready to talk Michigan Tech hockey.
Oh, good morning, Dirk. It's good to be with you as usual, especially after a long trip. You look great.
Thank you.
It doesn't look like you ever left, but, you know, a long 12-day trip and a lot of miles, a lot of interesting stories, and three big wins and a tie. Obviously, you want the four wins, but having said that, just really proud of the team and the guys, and it's a difficult trip, you know, just to be gone for 12 days, let alone to Alaska and the travel and the grind and everything. Our team did a fantastic job, and now we go from that to maybe the best team in our league. So a lot of work still left to be done.
What I mean, going back to really quick to Bemidji, losing two games this week at home against Princeton, a team that hadn't won, is really going to spark them to play well this weekend against us?
Well, you know, you can look at it a lot of different ways. And to me, sure, maybe if they would have won, they would have came in, as I call, fat and happy still. But having said that, it could put some you know,
doubt
in their minds, you know. Thanks, Dirk. I mean, I'm a little slow on the words here, but yeah, put some doubt and some concerns, and all of a sudden you see Bitzer the one night, you know, they got some goals by him, and I watched both the games, and I played the other guy the next night. But having said that, you know, it's still... Yeah, you know, we're at a point, it's still about our team. You know, we have to continue to get better. To me, it's all about having energy this weekend, coming off a long trip like that. You know, as a coaching staff, you have some concerns, and we've addressed that with our team and whatnot as far as what we need to do this week to give ourselves a chance on Friday. But, yeah, maybe their coach and staff will, you know, get after them a little bit this week, and they'll come in here and play with a little more energy or a little bit more focus maybe than they had last week at home. And we always talk about holiday hockey, too. Thanksgiving time is – I think it's always harder, tougher on the home team. I don't know why, but just the
– That is right, though. I agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you know, you go – and you're with your families or your friends or whatnot. If you're the visiting team, you're just in a hotel eating a meal with just the team, and you know, you can keep a little bit more focus on your group. Whereas you're at home, you know, you're running all over the place, and I think it favors the visiting team. I really do, as far as the focus and preparation. It shouldn't, but I think it can. And obviously, I think Bemidji maybe ran into a little bit of that against the Princeton team. That was, you know, they're not a bad hockey team, but we've talked all the time, Dirk. If you're not ready to play, if you don't play your, you know, bring your A game, you're going to have an opportunity to get beat, you know. And everybody says, well, you know, Alaska, Anchorage, this and that. But you know what? They're not a bad hockey team, and they got a goalie who can beat you on any given night just by himself. And, you know, Bowling Green ran into a little bit of that at home on Friday night. So, anyway, Bemidji's coming up. They've lost a couple games now. You know, they'll be focused on this series, and obviously, but they get to come to our building. You know, we have to take advantage of this, and I know our boys will be ready. The guys will be ready. You know, some injured guys hopefully are coming back. That's the other thing with this trip. We were without Dylan Stamen, without Jake Jackson. Mason Blacklock got hurt early Friday night up in Anchorage, and he was not available to us. Ray Bryce got hurt. Eric Peterson's been out. So you go on and on and on. But the one thing I do like is the guys who've had the opportunity to play have done a great job.
Yeah, it was a great weekend this past weekend and the weekend before. Let's start with the Alaska series. Huskies get a win on Friday night. It was not an easy game. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead.
And then we'll go to the bench for the extra attacker. They work it from the point. Here's a shot. Scores! Hannah with the shot from the point. It went clean through. And the Huskies, with the extra attacker, get the first goal of the game. 1-0 Michigan Tech.
Coach, lately I noticed we've looked really good with those delayed penalties against the other team. We've done a nice job of getting puck possession, and that one turned out to be a goal.
Well, it did, and I think that's why it's real important, even more so than the before we had the rule in where, you know, if there's a delayed penalty and you score that the penalty, the player still has to go and serve that 2 minutes. So it can be vital. It's a huge swing. If you can score and then you get a power play, you know, that can be a two-goal swing right there. So, but Shane Hanna's played extremely well. You can see him starting to heat up a little bit. And I didn't look at his numbers from what he had last year as far as goals go and where he's at this year. But I know he was fighting his wrist injury all last year, and this year he's healthy. And I think really coming on, and I just going to have a phenomenal finish here and a great second half. I can just see it with Shane, and we need that, obviously.
Hannah, that was his fourth of the season. Matt Roy and Alex Smith get the assist. Huskies dominated that first period on Friday night. Coach, you guys had all the opportunities, didn't give up a shot until there was a minute 15 left to go in the period, and it was 1-0 for the longest time, and we finally got that second goal late in the period.
Great save by Mantha again. Hannah snuck in from his point position, and L'Esperance saw him. Here's L'Esperance. His shot scores! Joel L'Esperance, short side on Mantha, who might have been screened on the play. And the Huskies take a 2-0 lead with 1:28 left to go in the first period.
Nice goal there by Joel after a great chance right before that.
Well, yeah, we had some really good looks in that period, and I was a little concerned because we played pretty well, and you come out of there and you're only ahead maybe 1-0, and then Joel gets a goal. Good shot, stick side. I'm sure Mantha would like to have that one back, but having said that, that gave us a little bit of separation. It's one of the better periods we've played in a long time. I mean, I like their preparation of our team. They were dialed in. They're ready to go. We skated well, moved the puck well, defended well. We, like you said, we didn't give up much in that game. And that's the thing I really like, their defensive posture and ready to play and play on the right side of the puck.
I'd like to go and look. I have looked back at some of our periods as far as shots given up. We've had so many single-digit shots this year, and many of them below five shots in a period, including that one on Friday night in Anchorage, just two.
That would be a good research project for somebody. Maybe we'll call Cal Larson up and get him on that just to see, to keep track of that. But no question. And we talked about early in the year how I was bullish on this team. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. When things weren't going good, when we're 0-4 or 1-5, you know, and whatnot. And I kept saying, hey, I really like this team. I mean, buy when it's low, and like I said, I'm not a big stock market guy, but you can see now we're getting some good return on our investment and with this team, and we talked about our defense overall, how we think this group has a chance to be one of the best in the country. And you know, after those first four games we had given up 17 goals, and you know, and we're trying to do a little bit too much, and now we're starting to see every place we play the comment is about that defense of core and then our defensive posture. But it all starts obviously on the back end there, and they're playing extremely well, and you can't forget about Angus Redmond getting thrown into the mix too. But you know, we've had the luxury to be able to play I'm going to say an all-league player on defense in Chris Liebringer, mm-hmm, up front on forward. And because we're so deep there, and you're starting to see that now, Dirk, I think that goes to your point of single-digit saves for Angus or shots against in a period, and the goals against 1-2, 1-2, 0, you know, it makes it a lot easier on your team if you don't give up much.
Yeah, and he's been good. We control that first period. We dominate 14-2 on shots. We lead to nothing. But then a big mistake coming up in the second period, getting Anchorage back in the game.
Michigan Tech on their second power play of the game. They're 0-1 here tonight. Turned over, chance for the Seawolves, and they score!
That was Mitchell. Mitchell able to take it away and was able to put it in, and then that gave the Seawolves a life in that game.
Well, it did, and they were going nowhere in that game, and we had even had a good start to the second period. You know, got them to draw a penalty, and here we go. And it's just a mistake you have to learn from, And all our players should learn from it that you got to get your head up. And this is one of those things where, you know, shorthanded goals are tough to give up. And this was a shorthanded goal. We had complete possession.